Well, the Marlins winners in 9 of their last 10, 4 straight series victories, an opportunity this afternoon to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies and hit the road happy campers. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff. It's my pleasure this afternoon to be joined alongside Marlins reliever A.J. Ramos. A.J., we've played 24 games this season. You've appeared in 12 of them. You've pitched 13 2/3 innings. You've been the model of consistency for this bullpen. What do you think it's been that's allowed you to do that?
It's just staying the course. No matter what situation I get in, whether we're up by 3 or up by 1 or down by a few, going out there and getting zeros and keeping the score the way it is where I left it. I think that's the main goal. A lot of times people get in there and where they're up by 3 runs, the adrenaline's not the same, or they're down by 3 runs, the adrenaline's not the same. So I try to keep the same intensity and try to be consistent and give our team a chance to win. So.
I was talking to D. Gordon postgame yesterday, and I said, I know a lot of people would say hitting can be contagious, pitching can be contagious, but at the end of the day, how contagious can winning be?
Very, very. I mean, once you get that, you know, first few weeks, you know, we were struggling with that, struggling with how to win. Now we've got that feeling. Now the one-run ball games don't mean anything. We're going to, you know, we can pull those out. We know we have a big lead. We're not going to give it up. So it's just being able to figure out the way to win, finding it out, and kind of going out there and have that same game plan, you know, every day, and kind of adjusting to the ball game. So,
with that being said, I think that's telling of the first week and a half of the season. At one point, you guys were 3-11. Now you're 12-12, and like you said, it appeared as if you guys were struggling to find a way to win and know how to win. The pitching staff this last week and a half has done an incredible job. Do you guys feed off of one another? Whether you're a starting pitcher or a reliever, do you guys in whole feed off of one another?
I definitely. I think we do. When someone goes out there has a great inning, competitively, like in me, I'm like, I want to have a better inning than him. You know, I want him to do great, but I want to do better. I think with that attitude, we have a little friendly competition out there. You know, and then also, if someone struggled just a little bit, we all kind of go to them and say, hey, this is what happened, this is what we saw, you know, and kind of help each other out. It's a whole team effort, and I think, you know, we have each other's backs, and I know if I go out there and I'm not able to do the job, I know that Dunn or Mo's going to come back and do the job for me. So it's comforting to know that we got guys down there that can fill in, and if you don't do a job, you know, the next guy will go out and pick you up.
Before you guys returned home, it was a series victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. That series, you lost the first game. That was 5 consecutive losses, but then you rattled off 2 wins in a row. You came home. You've now won, 2 consecutive series here at home. Can you pinpoint the turning point for this ball club? Was it one afternoon in the clubhouse? I know there was a closed-door meeting, but that was in New York. Can you remember if there was a point where you guys said, you know, this is the ball club that we know we can be?
I think it was – if we just won one ball game, that's what it was. It was in Philly. We won that one ball game, figured out how to win, started having fun again. We knew that there was a lot of pressure on us from the media, but at the same time, we all understood that it's about us. We know that we're good. We know we have the pieces. We know that we're going to turn things around. It's just about letting us play the ball game. I think that was a big point. We all understood that, and then once we started to win, it was kind of like, okay, this is not that hard. Because there for a few days, for a few weeks, you know, it was like, how do we win? Why does winning seem so hard? And now it's like, okay, now we know how to win, and now we know how to keep the lead. So it's all about just kind of learning and kind of adapting to the process. So
doesn't matter how you win. It's just a matter of winning. Let's go get a win this afternoon. AJ, thanks for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups and the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.